Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And my Mimi, Billy Brim, is out for the week. And my name is Jared Houle. I'm here with a special guest, great, wonderful testimony from Gail Naidoo from Johannesburg, Africa.
South Africa.
And as you heard correct me, that's my mom, Brenda Brim Kruko. So please go online at billybrim.org. To catch the archives if this is your first day, if you haven't heard them all. And she had, long story short, grown up Hindu.
Yes.
She, heartbroken through circumstances, and the Lord appeared to her. And what was interesting, you didn't know Jesus specifically, but Jesus appeared to you.
And I knew he was Jesus Christ.
And you knew he's Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
In
everything you need in healing. And it basically came in that one experience. I know there's a progression of healing too, but that one experience, you said March 95.
Yes.
And now, but what were you going to say?
No, Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Right. So I had a question between last radio day, and I studied in college world religions, Hindu, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So I know when you say you're a studier, you're not kidding. You know, when Paul said he was a studier, he was this and that, there's a lot of self-work and time going into that.
Yes.
And what I had a question, you were a studier of Hinduism, but you also went to Rhema Bible, RBTC, at Rhema Bible Training Center in South Africa. And I would thought it would be interesting just to, if you could you could relate the two experiences, one being unfulfilling, one being, what the two were like and how they're different, an aspect of you reading your Hindu books and this wasn't happening, but then you go and you hear the word of God. Like, what was the difference and what was that like for you to experience both?
Well, Jared, very, very pertinent question. I had lots of books and, some of the Hindu books are very thick. Bhagavad Gita, all of them. And, I would just be happy reading it, but it was very mystical. And, one thought would lead to another thought, mm-hmm. and I'd read for hours and I'd study and things like that. But at the end, if I look back then to now that, being a Christian, reading the Bible for all these years and really studying it and having the joy of the word and the awesome privilege and honor of a Bible, God giving us his word,
right.
It's practical, mm-hmm. I can take the word, I can apply it. It's my daily wisdom. It's practical wisdom. It's everything I need it to be. It fills me. It delivers me. It heals me. It restores me. It renews my mind. It's my bread of life, as you know. But all those years of reading and studying, it was just one thought, one idea, just fluttering, going into the air, so mystical. There was nothing that I could apply.
In Hinduism.
There was nothing that was substantial, There was nothing that was a foundation that I can build on. Does it make sense what
right.
I'm saying? And so looking back in all those years of wasting that time, and yes, it was a period, and yes, I had to go through it, but I'm so thankful for the 19 years that I've had to pour myself and just read this word. And I take it back to all those years that I was in the temple. From my teenagers, remember, I started going with my aunt to temples weekly, mm-hmm. right through my early 20s. And if I can tell you, when I ran into my mother's room that day and I said, "Mom, today I'm going to church, not because you've been asking me for 2 years, but today I'm going because I want to." And then I related the dream and how the Lord appeared to me. And that day we went to the church service. I kid you not, I sat that day in the service. You know how God can only pull the screens and the curtains and it's just you and him.
Right.
I sat in the service and the pastor preached about forgiveness. And it was a service with it, and it was just the Lord using the pastor to preach to me. There was no one else in this big massive church, just me and him. And that was my first experience walking into a church hearing. I was so hungry for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Jared, I was so hungry. I went back that Sunday evening And then he spoke about loving your enemies. Oh, and it was, again, it was just an encounter with just him preaching to me. There was no one else in the church. Now, if you can have experience like that for the first time you're in church, as compared to years and years of being in a Hindu temple, and you're just sitting there closing your eyes with all this activity going on, and you don't know what it actually means and the true meaning of it and the significance, and you're sitting and thinking, oh, I'm in a place of God, I'm in a place of God, and you're just talking to yourself, making yourself happy.
Try to convince yourself.
Yes, try to convince yourself.
Self,
now,
right.
Compare that in just one day in the house of God, in a church with two messages that's relevant to me specifically, because you know I needed to forgive my father, my mother, my whole life. Because I just came out of it. You know, this is my first time in church. And loving your enemies, I mean, how important was that for me? So it was, can you see the difference of life and death?
Yeah, truth.
Truth.
It says that the word That's of good. God divides the thoughts and the heart and the thoughts and the soul, you know, and the heart and the joints and the marrow. It's like it just.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you get born again that Sunday?
Well, Pastor Brenda, it was very interesting. You know, growing up, I told you I was very strong-willed, very, you know, coming out of that home, didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't sleep around, didn't take drugs, didn't go run around looking for love in different arms because I didn't have it. So God just blessed me with that strong will to stay pure, you know, in that sense, like I said. Because anyone that's so rejected and beaten up, they're going to run away from home, take drugs to find love somewhere. Elsewhere in whatever vice. And I thank God for keeping me. But what had happened was, Pastor Brenda, is when I got saved, I was so hungry. I was so hungry. Like I said, my first experience, I just explained to you now, compared to going to the temples all those years, what I then did immediately afterwards is I took leave vacation from work. We say leave. I took leave from work and I stayed at home for like 3 weeks at a time, and I just read the Bible. I only got a Bible afterwards. That was my first Sunday
but you
in church.
But you hadn't actually been born again.
No, I'm coming
okay,
to
okay,
that.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
It's a long story.
Okay.
So basically, being an all or nothings person.
Okay.
You know, that was my first experience in church with those two services, the morning and the evening. Then I took vacation leave, which is leave from work, and I sat at home and I just devoured the Bible. It was the first time I bought a Bible and I just read the Bible, and for 3 weeks I just read the Bible constantly, just stayed at home, and because this I finally found what I was searching for, truth, life. And after 3 weeks, but I kept on going to church Sunday, twice on a Sunday morning and evening, kept on going to church and bought a Bible, was reading it, okay. And after three months, Pastor Brenda, when I barely grasped the message of the cross, I went up for the altar call.
And you said barely?
After 3 months, because, you know, you're coming out of Hinduism, you got so much of stuff still to filter out of you. So I read the Bible for 3 weeks, stayed at home, took my vacation from work, stayed at home, and still going to church on the weekends. And after 3 months, when I barely grasped the message, the true, whole, complete message of the cross. Because, you know, it's a growing revelation, Pastor Brenda. But at that stage, for me, as a baby, then I went up to the altar and I gave my life to the Lord. And it's been the best thing that has ever happened to me. No turning back. And it's been almost 19 years this March.
Wow. So,
I've just grown more and more and more in love with the Bible and the Word.
Did you get spirit filled that same day?
It was, Pastor Brenda, it was, I think, maybe a couple of weeks later.
Okay.
Thank God I was at Rhema Church.
Yes.
So it was a couple of weeks later that I got spirit filled, and I think of 2, 3, 4 months later, I got water baptized.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. I went for all. I was going to get everything my Father has for me.
Wow. Praise God. Well, I just rejoice in that. I know we still have quite a bit of time, but we're just thankful, Father, for Gail and her life and what you're doing through her and in her and what you've done for her and so many others that you want to show yourself strong in. Father, we just thank you. We just come before you right now, Lord, through Jesus Christ. And we just, Gail, why don't you just lead out in prayer right now for anybody who may be caught up in all some of these false religions, or Buddha or Hindu, or, you know, just go for it.
Abba, Father, you're so wonderful, you're so glorious, you're so majestic, and you're so mighty. I come to you in the precious and awesome name of my Lord, my Savior, my everything, Jesus. And Father, as everyone is listening to this prayer that listens to the radio, for everyone that is searching, every Hindu, every Muslim, every lost, broken, lonely, dejected, rejected person, every abused and abandoned person that's seeking out thee for love in all the different areas, who's seeking for acceptance and belonging, Father, I just ask that you will draw them by the Holy Spirit, that you will draw them by your Holy Spirit, that they will reach out, Father. Your word says that if we just call on the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. So, Father, I ask that you draw them now to you, because you are the only resting place. You are the only refuge. You are the only strong tower where we can run to and are safe. And we belong to you. You made us for a relationship. You made us for a love relationship with you. That's why you sent Jesus to reconcile us back to you. So I'm asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring your beloved children, ministering spirits, go and bring those hurting, wounded souls, those broken people that's in the wrong place searching for false love, for love that can never satisfy. Bring them to the living waters and drink from our Father, from our fountain, from our well. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus, just as you filled me up. I ask that you save them, heal them, deliver them, yes, Father, yes, and bring them into your loving arms in Jesus' matchless name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Mom, if you have anything to say, we can just close
I know that we're going to get this, we're going to hear lots of good reports, because this is the Father's heart. And I just see a lot of the Buddha statues around, even like on the TV. People in their homes have little places where they meditate to the Buddha. And I know that God's showing himself strong, and this is going to reach a lot of hearts and let them know that through Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for joining us. We've been talking about the meeting of Glorious Church Fellowship, March 23rd through 26th, with Billy Brown, Revealing the Glory, in Collinsville. We would like you to register, because there's limited ceiling and seating, and it is first come first serve. And you can
do that at billybrim.org.
Yeah,
billybrim.ye. BRIM.org. And like Mom was saying with the testimonies, please, like I said, you can go on the website. You can also call us at 417-336-4877. We also have a books and tapes ministry. That's 1-800-972-3447. So if you wouldn't even write Billy Brim Ministries, we have our P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. So, again, thank you, Miss Gail. We're so precious. And again, if you haven't heard this message this week, please go in our archives and hear it for yourself. As my grandmother always says, Shabbat Shalom.